This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program where we provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. And each and every week, we discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime if you should have a question, and that number is 1-800-331-6445, 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, without any delay, let's introduce to you my friend and special guest today, Mr. Dane Johnson. He's the operator of Home Care Assistance Kansas City. And Dane, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Steve, thanks so much. Thanks for having me back.
All right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And for our listeners, if you're thinking about adding home care services in support of your elderly loved one, you're gonna want to pay special attention to this part of the program. You're also going to want to write down a couple of pieces of information. Here's the phone number, 913-663-5000. That's 913-663-5000. You could also go online, homecareassistancekc.com. And Dane, you have a 913 area code, but you cover the entire, and I would even say the extended KC metro area.
Yeah, exactly. 913 area code. We sit at College and Metcalf is our office, but we service the entire Kansas City metro.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been a little while since we talked. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was fantastic. Yeah. Great time with family. How about you, Steve?
Yeah, it was good. And I made too much and I got sick of the leftovers. So I'm good for a year, I think.
Made too much and ate too much.
I did. Well, I did.
Me too. Me as well.
I did. And I even put on Facebook, I don't know if you caught it, but when I I made my homemade pumpkin pies, and oh man, they were so good. But my pie on the front was kind of leaning a little bit, so I took tin foil and created literally a shim to level up my pie so that it would bake evenly. So I don't know if you caught that on Facebook.
That's great. I missed it. That's good though.
It was pretty fun. So anyway, any Christmas plans?
Just hanging with the family, spending time with family. It'll be great. I'm excited for it.
Do you stay home or do you travel?
Yeah, stay local. All the family's here. It's really nice. Everybody's close. So just spend those few days with the family. It's great. How about you? You're here, aren't you?
Yeah. We have relatives over in Topeka. So, I mean, it's only an hour and 15, 20 minutes away. So no big deal there. And so we stay local and, we go, my wife's side, my mom's side, and then of course our own, immediate family. And we just have it's an awesome time. So it's my favorite time of year.
Nice and lucky to have everybody close. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. So, so let's talk about, families being together over the holiday season, and that is the perfect time. A lot of times families live all over the country, and sometimes maybe even other parts of the world, and they fly home once a year, a couple times a year, maybe once every 2 or 3 years, and maybe it's been a long time since you've been around your elderly loved one. This is the perfect opportunity to just make some observations and take notice of your elderly loved one, and just really pay attention, because changes may have occurred during that period of time.
Yeah, definitely. It's almost harder if you're here with them every single day to notice those changes.
They're too hard to see.
Yeah, you may, but it's, I was talking with our care manager the other day, and to see somebody losing a little bit of weight is almost kind of hard if you see them every single day. You don't notice it a ton, but if you see them once every few months or a couple times a year, you really notice the changes cognitively, their physical appearance. So really pay attention to those things over the holidays.
Absolutely. So one thing, I just wanted to, in our conversation, just maybe give our listeners a little bit of a guide of some of the things to pay attention. And some of these things may just jump right out at you if you haven't been around for a while. But, their personal appearance, and how has that changed versus how they've always looked and appeared. I know my grandma was always put together, just completely put together from top to bottom. And then over the years, that started slipping a little bit, and she still looked great, but the effort wasn't there. And at some point I thought maybe she might need even a little bit of help with that.
Yeah, the physical appearance can change, or even sometimes, how many days you're here. Are you here for a week and you see them wear the same clothes twice? But, before you would have never seen them wear the same clothes. Yeah. Never, ever would happen, but it's easier. Maybe they also could have forgot they wore it before. So pay attention to, what they're wearing and how their presence is.
So the personal appearance of your elderly loved one, pay attention to that. And another thing, and this is maybe a little more obvious if you see it, pay attention to any bruising that you may see of your loved one. That could indicate that they've had some falls, or maybe even skin tears, because Dana, as we get older, our skin starts to become thin and really, frankly, fragile.
It does. It definitely does. Pay attention to those bruises and ask them how they came about. And if they can't tell you, that's, obviously something to pay attention to. But, maybe they just bumped it, and man, they're just bruising so much easier now. Definitely something to pay attention to.
Yep, absolutely. And then you've mentioned, cognitive changes. Dementia and Alzheimer's, I mean, sometimes it can come on really fast, but sometimes it's a very slow decline, and it could just be a decline over years and years. So start to pay attention to, like you said, repetitive questions or telling the same story over and over. And that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah. Or things that typically mom or dad would do perfectly. So, if mom cooks all the time and has always cooked, and something is different, they're not cooking the pie as well as they used to, or it doesn't taste the same even. I mean, there's a lot of things you can pay attention to if they're slightly different than they used to be. Pay attention to those little things, and that can give you some good cues.
And a lot of times, you know, sleeping a lot throughout the day.
Definitely.
As you see some of these cognitive changes, a lot of times along with that comes, you know, sleeping several more hours per day than they've ever slept ever.
Yeah, a lot longer naps, confusing at times a little bit, and sleeping a lot more than usual.
Okay, and then some social changes. That's another thing to look at. So we've talked about, observe personal appearance, and that would be personal hygiene, the dressing, and any bruising or anything like that you may see. Cognitive changes, being forgetful, repetitive questions, maybe telling the same story over and over, not remembering what you just discussed a couple of minutes ago, and that comes right back up. Sleeping longer, all of these things are cues to take notice of. And then social changes. So again, my grandparents were very social, and all of a sudden they quit going out for their breakfast and their kind of an early dinner. And that's something they did every single day for decades.
Yeah. And the social thing is big. You know, normally if there's somebody that talks a bunch and is kind of the center of attention, if you will, life of the party almost.
Yeah.
But then as conversations continue to get harder and harder for them and they realize they're repeating things, it might be easier for them to just kind of sit and not have a lot of conversation. So really pay attention to that and how they're interacting with everybody around.
Okay. Yep. Absolutely. And I think another big one for me is going to church. Yeah, that's really important to me. I know it's important to a lot of people. And all of a sudden, they're not doing that. They're not having the ladies' luncheon or the men's coffee and donuts on Friday mornings and those sort of things. Just that withdrawal. That should be talking to you. That's going to be telling you something here. And then another thing to look for, your physical environment. So, how does the house look? Is it clean? Is the laundry being done? Any home repairs? That's usually pretty obvious on that one.
Yeah, it is. It is usually pretty obvious, Steve. If mom or dad usually keeps, or grandma or grandpa usually keeps a super clean home, but you get there and, there's more dishes than normal. You notice it hasn't been vacuumed in a while or dusted or whatever it may be. Really pay attention to the household and surroundings and, how they are as compared to what they usually are.
Okay, absolutely. And then the other thing that is, maybe wouldn't come to mind, I think it's a good idea to look at the car.
Definitely.
And are they still driving the car? Are there any dents or bumps or scrapes in the car? Maybe they backed into a mailbox and maybe they don't even know they did that. Or maybe they forgot they did that.
Exactly. Yeah. They could have, swiped the side of the garage. We see that a lot and don't even notice it because they need to turn when they get out of the garage a little. And so really evaluate the car, which is definitely something that people wouldn't think about.
Yep. Absolutely. So for our listeners, just take note of all of those things and pay attention when you're home for the holidays and when you're around your family. Just take note of that because these could indicate the need for help. All right, let's not forget about our Senior Care Live question of the week. All long-term care policies reimburse for the following services: A, nursing home; B, assisted living; C, home care; D, all of the above; E, none of the above; or F, it depends. I'll have the answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device. Super simple to do. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button, give it a few seconds to connect, and it'll start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have, and it really is that simple. Lots of people do that, so feel free. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. And I You've got lots of choices here, right? All long-term care policies reimburse for the following services: A, nursing home; B, assisted living; C, home care; D, all of the above; E, none of the above; or F, it depends. And the answer is F.
The answer is F.
It depends.
It depends. Yeah, right. It really does depend on the policy. That's a tough one. We had a lot of options, yeah. But it can pay for all of those things. It can pay for more than that. It can pay for equipment, but it really depends on the policy. I review long-term care insurance policies all the time on a daily, weekly basis. So if you have one and you're questioning what it covers, I would love to review it for you and give you some of the highlights of the benefits. I'm not an insurance agent by any means or anything, but I look at them all the time. I'm happy to check it out for you.
And they're pretty straightforward.
They are pretty straightforward, but they're pages and pages long, and I know exactly where to go to look at things. So just to make it a little easier, because it can be kind of daunting when you open it up. Some only cover facilities, some cover everything. So happy to review that for you if you have one.
And I've seen some of the policies where originally it didn't cover home care or assisted living, but over the years they've added some of those options, but they don't have it in the original policy, and the customer literally doesn't know what it covers.
Yeah. Or if you dive into our industry, it may say it covers home health. Well, we're technically not home health, but an older policy maybe developed into, okay, now it covers home care. That's really under the home health piece. Mm-hmm. So happy to review that and clear up any questions.
All right. That was Dane Johnson, operator of Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, at 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistancekc.com. So we're talking about families being home for the holidays, and maybe you've been away for a while and you're noticing some changes and some issues, and maybe in personal appearance, maybe some cognitive changes, withdrawn from social engagement that they've always done. Maybe you're noticing some changes in their physical environment around the home, or some issues with the car, maybe not taking their medications on time. And if you see some of these things, then what that is telling you is that situation is crying out for some help. Your loved one needs help. And Dane, how can home care assistance and home care services help with some of these issues?
Yeah, Steve, there's many different things that we can do to help out with any of those situations. So if it's personal appearance, we can help with bathing and grooming and, making sure mom gets her hair done the way that she likes it, because maybe it's too tough for her. Maybe to get her arms above her shoulders and get her hair done the way that she loves it is just too hard for her.
Yeah.
Makeup done, that kind of stuff. We're happy to do those things.
And if, when you think about that, especially us guys, we don't care as much. We care, but for the ladies, I think that sounds sexist, but I mean, that's generally speaking, that's really important for the ladies. And this is a dignity issue. How you feel and how you look about yourself, your physical appearance, totally impacts your mental state of mind.
That's a huge piece, Steve. I don't think we have a female client that I think about that has not wanted us to help them work on their personal appearance, because that's something that's huge to them. It always has been. It's a dignity piece, like you said.
Yeah.
And also, with the cognitive piece, we've got cognitive therapeutics methods, so we can do brain games to keep their mind sharp. The social outings, that's a big piece. Transportation is one of the first things to go. They don't feel comfortable driving anymore. We can transport them to their women's meetings, to their coffee with their buddies. Even if it's just, hey, we meet at McDonald's every morning to have coffee. That's great. My grandfather did that for decades with his buddies.
That's right.
And it was huge for him to get there, especially in his last couple of years of his life.
Okay. And then another part of that transportation that home care assistance can provide, getting back and forth to church, maybe running to Walgreens for your medicine. Not taking your medication is a huge safety factor. And I think a lot of times that goes unnoticed, and you can't let that one go.
It's hard to monitor. You know, meds are hard to monitor, especially when they're taken four times a day and there's this many pills or whatever it may be. I mean, that's tough to keep track of, especially for an older adult. We can come in, we can help manage those medications and make sure they're taken at the times they should be. And like you said, Steve, get out to the pharmacy to pick them up, because you know what? You may need to get your prescriptions today, but you just do not feel like getting out and about. We can handle that.
All right. And then I don't know how many people I've met, and we're not talking about 70 or 80. I'm talking 40s and 50s and 60s. They're not comfortable driving after dark. They have a night vision issue, and they're just concerned about it enough to not want to drive after dark. And there's another need for transportation right there.
Definitely. Yeah. Especially at the time of the year we're at right now. Yep. It gets dark entirely too early.
It's 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock. Yeah. And it feels like we need to go to bed. It's dark so early. Yeah. But great example. We need to run out in the evening to grab something. Driving at night is not fun. So our caregivers can take care of that.
And then the physical environment changes. So, how much better do you feel when your car is clean or when your house is clean and picked up? It's just this mental edge. Senior depression is a huge, huge issue. And all of these things could contribute to that. But you just feel better when you look good and you're clean and you're feeling great and your house is looking great and your fridge has fresh food in it. And all of these things can be provided by home care assistants.
Exactly, Steve. Our caregivers can help with all of that. Get, the dusting done, run the vacuum, cook a great meal, run to the grocery store so your fridge is full, can take care of all of those things.
Okay. And so how does home care assistance manage all of that? Because that you just mentioned, I mean, that's, you could be helping someone with a long list of needs of assistance, and you work with, I don't know how many, dozens and dozens of families and individuals at the same time. How do you manage all of that?
We manage it through care managers. Our care managers are very, very important in what we do. There are so many details, and to just put a caregiver in a home and say, here you go, go do this, is not a good way to structure it. Our care managers make sure things are getting done. They make sure that everything is detailed out in a detailed care plan, so that caregiver knows exactly what needs to be done. And then it's just that extra level of oversight to make sure those things are getting done.
And so your care managers is that a separate service or a separate charge, or is that included?
It's included in our rate. So no additional charge for that care manager. That's coming with us no matter what.
So that's a value-added service that, and Home Care Assistance, Kansas City, you're the only service that I know of that offers that.
We are really the only ones that have a true care management platform. Correct, Steve.
Okay, that is excellent. So if you're home for the holidays and you're noticing some things that need to be addressed, reach out to Dane Johnson and Home Care Assistance Kansas City, and they can absolutely help you. They can help your loved one achieve any and everything that we've just discussed. 913-663-5000 or online at homecareassistancekc.com. Dane, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Steve, thanks for having me. Listeners, thanks so much for listening.
All right, I'll be back with more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with friends or family, or you might just want to go back and hear it again. No worries at all.
Just give us a few days after the broadcast, and then that's when we'll make the podcast available. You can reach that at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. Just go to the podcast tab, and all of the episodes will be in chronological order, from the newest one on back in order. So the entire year is there if you'd like to go back and just search for whatever you'd like to listen to. Again, click it. Give it a few seconds to connect, and you can listen to that on your electronic device any time, 24 hours a day. All right, just want to say thanks again to Mr. Dane Johnson. He is the operator of Home Care Assistance, Kansas City. And I'll tell you what, this is a big, big deal. You know, being home over the holidays, and you notice some of these changes, you may notice multiple changes in multiple areas, personal appearance, cognitive changes, social changes, being withdrawn from social opportunities and engagement, physical environment changes. So around the home, check out their car, that could tell a story. Check out their medicines, make sure that they're taking their medicine, their medications on time. All of those sort of things can be addressed by Home Care Assistance Kansas City and managed by one of their care managers. And that's not a separate service. It's not a separate company. That is a built-in value-added service that you get when you hire Home Care Assistance Kansas City to provide help for your elderly loved one in any or all of the areas that we mentioned. You can reach them again at 913-663-5000, or you can visit them online, homecareassistancekc.com. All right, so I want to pick up the last couple of weeks. I've been putting together a story here. And again, over the holidays, and maybe you notice some changes, and maybe your situation would indicate that you need to find a senior care community, independent living, assisted living, long-term care, memory care, all of the above, in a continuing care retirement community. Maybe you're looking at moving to a facility at one of these different levels. And maybe that is your situation or what you've determined best for your loved one. And a couple of weeks ago, I talked about when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And these things should trigger that conversation. Number one, when there's a safety issue in the home. And I went through several very specific examples of safety concerns in the home. Number two, and this is a close number two, and this one's huge. When the health and well-being of the caregiver begins to decline, you need to have that conversation. That should definitely trigger the conversation of considering moving from your home to a senior care community. Because now the caregiver is now declining because they're pouring everything they have into being a caregiver. They're being crushed by the stress and the responsibility of that. And that cannot go on very long. Number three, it could be as simple as a financially driven decision where bringing in the support around the house and the lawn mowing and landscaping and the snow removal services and all those sort of things just may become unaffordable at some point. It just could be a financially driven decision that would trigger that conversation. And last but not least, if you just can't keep up with the increasing demands of being the hands-on care provider, it's time to, again, trigger that conversation of considering moving to a care facility and having the staff provide that literal hands-on care and the heavy lifting, literally and figuratively. So, and let the staff do that. And then your role would then transition from that care provider, that hands-on caregiver, into the care manager. Become your loved one's advocate. Make sure that your loved one is receiving all of the great care that they need and that they deserve. And make sure that the staff is doing a great job. And then you can slowly transition back to your original position as the loving spouse the loving son, loving daughter, in my case, the loving grandson. And you can, you're gonna move back toward that traditional role, and while you're also managing their care, and that's when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. Last week I talked about what to determine before beginning your search, before ever even thinking about beginning your search. I mentioned, and I won't go in detail on all this stuff, but you have to know and determine what level of care you require, what type of care you require. You have to figure out, how are you going to pay for this? I'm going to talk about the costs here in just a second, and I don't want anyone to wreck their car or choke on their coffee or anything, but this stuff is expensive. How are you going to pay for it? You got to figure that one out. Location is really always really important, and then personal preferences and needs, and it could come down to making a choice based on something that's very specific for you or your loved one. So you can't even, or you should, you can, but you shouldn't go out and start looking at places until you have determined all of those pieces. Now, if that sounds complicated, you're like, well, wait a minute, Steve. I thought I could just go online and look at some Yelp reviews or look at, you know, number of stars, and I could just do that. You can do that if for your next restaurant. Yelp reviews are awesome for that. Guess what Yelp reviews are terrible for, in my opinion? I don't want to upset Yelp or any of these other ratings services, but they're terrible, terrible to rate a care facility. Because guess what? I could talk to 10 different people staying in the same senior care community, and guess what I'm going to hear? I will hear 10 different stories, some of them wildly different stories, from Steve, it's the best place ever, to Steve, that is the absolute worst place in the world. I wouldn't recommend my enemy stay there, to everything in between. And you know why that is? It's too subjective. Different people have different ideas on what should and should not be provided, what is an acceptable level of assistance and what isn't. Every single person going into every single senior care community has a different set of needs. Now, sure, some of them could certainly look similar. Some of them could overlap with others. But you are a unique individual, and your care plan is custom tailored to care for you and you only. So everyone has a different set of needs, a different care plan, and then you have one or two or 10 or 20 family members for each one of those 10 people I talked about, with all of these different, wildly differing levels of expectation. And guess what that does on a Yelp review or one of these star reviews? That tanks. That drops to the bottom of a tank like a heavy boulder, and it is absolutely of no value, at least in my opinion. You have to do this research on your own, and that's why my clients with Senior Care Consulting, we help our clients through all of this. This could be complex, to say the least. This is one of the biggest decisions that any person could ever possibly make, finding the right senior care community for your mom, your dad, your spouse, your grandparents, your aunt, your uncle. Don't you owe it to yourself, and don't you owe it to them to do more than a simple customer review. When you have human beings providing hands-on care, and sometimes the most intimate of care for your elderly loved one, you have to know more than some review on a computer screen. You have to know way more than the Medicare star rating of the nursing home. You have to know way more than what a salesperson tells you. You just can't rely on that. You have to know way more than your hospital representative shares with you. You have to know way more than your doctor's recommendation. All of those things are important, but they're just one piece of the puzzle. And with Senior Care Consulting, we take all of that into consideration. But guess what we do? We help our families determine when is the right time to move. We help our families and our clients determine the right level of care, the type of care, the payment method, the location, the personal preferences and needs. We research the entire marketplace. We narrow the marketplace to the top three providers that most closely meet your needs. We tour those places with you. We conduct a performance audit at each and every place and report that information to you with full confidence and full objectivity to help your family make the best decision they can make. If that resonates with you, give me a call personally at Senior Care Consulting. Folks, I get fired up about it. If I sound passionate, I am. Call me at 913-945-2800 and we'll offer you a free consultation. We can absolutely help you. I'm going to have a whole lot more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. All right, so let's jump into, if you've done those, you've discussed considering moving from your home to a senior care community, you've done your homework, you've determined what you need to know before you actually go out. Let's talk about just a quick review. We're not going to get super in-depth this time, but the first move is called independent living. That's the first, if you're moving from your home to a place, the lowest level that you can move into is independent living. I'm going to just reduce this. There's more to it than that, but it's basically, it's an apartment with meals and transportation available and some social activities. It's great if you want to shed home ownership, you want to downsize a little bit and just not worry about taxes and you know, leaves in the gutter and you're fully independent, you're fully on your own, you're not alone though, you're surrounded by a lot of other people and that's a great place to be for a lot of people. The next level that you could move into, if you need some assistance, some help with your activities of daily living, that's generally referred to as assisted living. The challenge with assisted living is that it is not a standardized model. You can kind of do what you want to do within some very wide guidelines. So it's a social model that can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They distribute your medicines. They have transportation to your doctor's appointment. They make all your meals, snacks, hydration. There are social opportunities, lots of activities available. I mean, there's a lot to it, tremendous amount of support. It's just not medical in nature per se. Okay. But some of them won't even give you a bath. And it's still called assisted living. Some of them will offer a two-person transfer and have served some of my clients thickened liquids because they had swallowing challenges recovering from a stroke. That is definitely approaching that long-term care nursing home level, but it's still assisted living. So you see, you have this wide, wide path in the middle. You go out talking about assisted living, you could hear three very different stories from three different providers, and they're all assisted living, and you're going to be scratching your head, well, what in the heck? Right? So that's a tough one. On the high end of the scale, as far as capabilities, would be long-term care. They hate the term nursing home because it comes with negative baggage. I would remind them that that was baggage that was well earned, but that's been a long time ago. I think also most people know that when you talk about a nursing home or use that term, they also understand it's a whole lot better today and different today than it was, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. But you could hear the term long-term care. That's also the same thing as a nursing home. That is a medical model. So they can do everything an assisted living could do, plus full medical care and support. So two-person transfer. They may even need a patient mechanical lift to help a resident from point A to point B. They can provide, you know, tube feeding, IV therapy. They can provide insulin injections with diabetic management. They could provide pain management with pain management injections. They can provide, you know, extensive wound care therapy and wound vacs. And there's so much that can be done on that higher level of helping you with those daily activities, plus medical issues, medical management. So that's on that high end, that long-term care nursing home end. So let's talk about some average costs. Do not wreck your car. John, I need to throw out a disclaimer, you know, beep, 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 you know, like the warning, you know, if you don't want your children to hear something kind of tough, you know, move them away from this is just a fair warning. It might take your breath away. Independent living, the average cost per month is $2,500 to $4,500 per month, every month for your independent living apartment. And it could definitely go higher than that, no doubt about it. Assisted living, that social model helping you with your activities of daily living, and there's a lot of help there, is somewhere on an average of $5,000 to $6,000, $5,000 to $6,000 per month. I've seen some of these places, especially some of the newer places that are just super pretty, just really pretty places. I've seen some of those costs clear up into over $8,000 per month. And that would be dependent on, you know, the aesthetics of the place, how much help you need, and then the size of your apartment. That would also impact that. And then when you get up to long-term care, otherwise known or also known as a nursing home, that medical model, you have two options there. You have a semi-private or a shared room, which means that you have a roommate, and that cost, don't wreck, that cost $6,000 to $7,500 per month, every month. $6,000 to $7,500 per month, and you have a roommate. That's because there's a premium. There's very little space for each person, and it's mostly about the care that you're receiving. If you want a little more space for yourself, it is super expensive. A private room in a nursing home is $8,000 all the way up to over $14,000 each and every month. And then let's go ahead and add a couple of other levels of care in here. So I would call assisted living on the lighter side of things residential care. Residential care facility, again, similar to assisted living, but the residents there are generally more independent, so there's less staffing, less help available. You're looking at $2,500 a month, and that would be definitely on the way low end, to upwards of about $6,000 per month for a residential care facility. Another great option for a lot of folks is a level that's called Home Plus. Home Plus licensure level of care. That is care at on the high end of the assisted living capabilities or assisted living level on the high side, but it's in a house. It's generally a ranch-style house that's been modified to care for anywhere from 6 to 12 residents. So there's small homes, home-cooked meals. Everyone eats family-style. Man, there's so many great things to like about that. You're looking at about $6,500 to about $8,200 a month, and that's a great fit for a lot of people. And then don't forget about memory care. Memory care is a type of care, and I've already covered this last week, that can be offered at the residential care level of care, the assisted living level of care, the Home Plus level of care, intermediate care facility level of care and the long-term care level of care. So when I say that senior care consulting makes a difficult and often a complex decision-making process very simple, I am not kidding. We roll out the red carpet for our clients. We help them through this process. We just make it so simple. And you notice I didn't say easy. It's never easy, ever. But we make this process very simple and is not overwhelming at all for our clients. If you're interested in learning more about how senior care consulting can help you and your family, I would invite you to call us at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.